welcome to the Geeks for the Win podcast. This is episode number 60. We're finally out of the 50s, which it seems like we've been in the 50s for so long.
About 10 episodes, so.
Yeah, well, about half a year, almost. I think we started episode 50 back in, I don't know, before summer even March. Started. Yeah, but I am William, and that's Stuart. Of course.
Call me Stormageddon, Dark Lord of All.
Oh, nice Doctor Who reference. Henry is not here, but we have a very special guest, one of the founding fathers of Open Forum Radio Network, Vic Joe.
What's up, fellas? That was quite an epic opener. I got the chills, man. I felt like I'm Luke Skywalker flying around. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you. It's nothing personal. We know you've been wanting to come on, and we've been wanting to have you on. It's just, you know, life. Just things just don't work
plus,
out.
What topic would Victor like to talk about? We don't know.
Yeah.
Beer, sex, you know. 40K stuff.
Exactly.
I try to keep it clean, though.
Exactly, which... If you haven't subscribed to the 40cast, make sure you do, because it's some good stuff. But more of that podcast pimpage later on in the show.
Of course.
When we see if Stuart can name all the shows without messing up.
I've been practicing.
Stuart is like 40cast gold, man. He's had some of the best drunken moments on the 40cast of all people, man.
I remember some, yeah.
I passed out during the show, that's all.
Yeah, you cracked me up, man, but
you passed out on what was it? Mike's Hard Lemonade, I think.
This was a Halloween episode. And I was drinking.
What were you drinking?
Vampire Blood.
Oh,
which is if I can remember
right. Much better, but
raspberry liqueur, vodka, and cranberry juice.
I remember one time you were drinking. You just kind of named all the stuff you had. I'm like, wow, and it was pretty much gone by the end of the show, and you were too.
Yeah. I think he had like tiny little bottles of liquor. He even said,
yep.
"Yes, I remember that. Yes, I did."
It's like, what would you do, rob an airport or a hotel minibar?
The bar, yeah.
Forgot about that. Yes,
I didn't forget.
Yeah, that Halloween episode was really fun. That was a great episode.
I'm actually looking to recreate that moment again.
Excellent.
But I guess we can, Vic.
Yes.
How have you been?
I've been great, man. I got a new Xbox last couple weeks ago. I'm
Vic
back.
Plays Xbox. Oh my God.
Yeah, and that's it. I actually play it too. I haven't played it since last Wednesday, but I haven't played anything since last Wednesday. But this new black Xbox Slim looks beautiful on my shelf.
Does mine too?
Yeah, I still have the old fat white one. And until it dies, I think I'm sticking with that. But yeah, those slims are pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why I got rid of, you know, I got the new one too, because I've had the white one, you know, pretty much since the beginning. I've only had to replace one Xbox since I've had it. I've had it since the first year, so it was getting a little loud. I'm like, I better trade this thing in or get a new one before it goes dead and I'm stuck with a big old clunk of nothing. So I bought a new one, then I traded the old one in and got some games with it. So
yeah, what games?
Oh man, I got Gears of War 3, I picked up Madden 12, I lost Lego Star Wars, The Clone Wars. I got that one. And I still had some Xbox games too, like Call of Duty. But, you know, those are the newer ones that I picked up. Oh, and I got Halo ODST. I picked that up at Target for $10.
Wow. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
So how are you liking Gears?
I like it. Like I said, I only got to play one evening. I was playing with Blue and Ace and all them guys, some co-op, and I was having a great time. I played a little bit of the single player, maybe a couple hours of single player, and to me, I think the story in this one is much easier to follow. The game looks excellent. The weaponry, the weapons sound great. They sound better than any of the other two, but I think this is probably the best one of the three.
Yeah. Now have you tried like the Horde mode?
I haven't tried Horde mode yet. I haven't done multiplayer either.
Have you tried Horde in the second one though?
I did.
This one is totally different.
Is it?
You're able to, like, there's barriers. You're able to, like, there's a cash system where you're able to earn cash that's you can spend towards weapons, ammo. You have to buy ammo, which kind of sucks, but.
It's tower defense, isn't it?
Not really. There's some elements to it, but.
Okay, so cash in game, is that like a little thievery from Call of Duty? Maybe zombies.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. But you know, the zombies took from Horde mode and adapted. True. So. All games steal from each other, and as long as they're fun, I don't care.
yeah.
Very true.
But yeah, there's the whole cash system and the barriers, and like I think the final, there's boss waves. Like the every 10 waves, it's a boss at the end, and it's like a huge, like really hard to kill boss. It's crazy.
That's kind of how the game started. You're playing good, they get you used to it, then all of a sudden, you got this big old thing to kill. I'm like, oh God, here's where I get stuck and never play the game again, but I managed to get past it.
Yeah. One cool thing, you're able to pick up the cleavers from, like, the butchers.
Uh-huh.
And you're able to, swing around a cleaver and kill the enemies that with a cleaver, so that's interesting. Having kind of a melee weapon.
More gore.
Yeah. But I haven't really played much of it. I've played a little bit of single player, and then I played some Horde mode for, I think, 14 waves, and that's about it. I don't know. Stuff has come up where I haven't been able to play much, but hopefully I can change that this week.
Yeah, that's all right, man. Life first, games later.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking on Twitter all the time, and I'm seeing people doing, like, level 50 Horde and level 60. I'm like, holy cow!
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And it's just amazing to see, like, almost all my friends list is Gears of War 3 and then the occasional Netflix.
Yeah, last week after we recorded, I got online to play some Dead Island, and I had 30 friends online. 29 were playing Gears of War. One was on Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. But I guess, Stuart, how have you been?
I've been busy. let's see. Last week I picked up Batman issue 1. That's very good. I definitely recommend, like, this one has got to be my it's in the top 3 of the of the new 52 of mine.
Is this the hardback edition or just the paper copy?
No, they won't come up with trade backs for a while.
Okay.
He reads them digitally, right?
I've been buying them in the stores.
Oh wow, really?
It's in my hands.
There it is.
Wow.
But yeah, at the very first page, it's Batman against, let's see if I can name them all here, Mr. Freeze, Scarecrow, Two-Face, the Riddler, Croc, and some other faces I don't know. Dr. Pig, I think, is one of them, or Professor Pig, I don't know. But like it, and then all of a sudden the Joker shows up and teams up with Batman.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what's up? Now, he's a good guy now?
No, just teams up for the hell of it. No, it's actually explained later. It's not actually the Joker, it's Dick Grayson.
Okay.
In like a hot, not like a holographic mask.
I got you. It's a trick.
Yeah, I was reading. I was like, "What the hell is going on?"
So you definitely recommend we pick it up.
Yes, I mean, that was probably the biggest thing, but there's other stuff that happens in it.
Alrighty. I honestly have no idea where a comic book shop is, so I'm having to do them digitally.
After work, I've been going to Hastings, my new favorite store.
Yeah, I was about to say, you tweeted about that, and a few months ago, I mentioned Hastings, and you had no idea what it was.
Well, there's one in Indiana. There's only one. And it happens to be where I work.
Oh.
Like, it's actually probably the one that's the most farthest east. So.
Well, I guess that's good and bad at the same time, because once you're done earning your money, right there, you're able to just spend it.
Yep. I walk out that door and go right to Hastings.
Wow. Do you go weekly? You buy like the weekly edition?
I go every Wednesday.
Now, how many are you walking out with every Wednesday? Just Batman or others too?
Well, I mean, most of them are monthly. Uh-huh. Like, there's been a couple times I've just walked out with one, but I think that first week I walked out with like four.
Man, back in the day when I was reading comics, man, you can get a comic for 25 cents. How much does a comic cost these days?
Let's see, Batman was $2.99.
Oh, God. Dude, that's a lunch, man.
And I know Action Comic was $3.99.
Wow.
And tomorrow Superman comes out, so I'll be picking that one up.
I was just about to say, you'll be picking that up, I bet.
Yep.
And I guess we'll hear next week if it's as good as the Batman one.
I hope
and
so.
And hopefully I'll be able to talk Batman with you next week. Because I think I'm going to just pick it up because I've been in a Batman mood. That Joker trailer, which we talked about in bonus content for Arkham City, that really has me in a Batman mood.
I mean, there's other number ones that I just didn't pick up, like Batman and Robin. There's Batgirl, Batwoman, Nightwing. So.
Oh, they did restart Nightwing? I may have to pick that one up. I always liked the character Nightwing.
Hey, while we're on comics real quick, did you guys hear about the new Spider-Man comic? The Spider-Man is supposed to be a black kid?
Yeah, he's half black, half Hispanic.
What's your thoughts on that?
It was sitting on the shelf. I just didn't pick it up.
Why? Because he's half black, half Hispanic?
No, because I haven't been following the Ultimate Universe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a different universe Spider-Man, original Peter Parker Spider-Man. So okay. I'm glad, you know, I don't care, you know, I just want there to still be the Peter Parker one.
And it's there. It's
original, so,
yeah. Oh, I know whenever I bring up Spider Island, which is what's going on in the regular universe, you were wondering if any of the super villains get spider powers?
Yeah.
Well, in one of the issue covers, it shows Scorpion with six arms.
What? That's crazy.
So there you go.
I definitely have to check that out.
No, it was the Shocker.
That's even crazier.
With six arms?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely got to check that out. Everyone has spider powers. That's just crazy.
Yes.
But I guess... Is anything else, Stuart?
Yes. Terra Nova was on last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
Watch it. What'd you think of it, if you saw it?
I liked it. I mean, it's got to definitely... Like, it's not what I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, basically Jurassic Park, them on another island. But no, they go back in time.
Yeah, they said that in the... I think the trailer.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
I just wasn't paying attention. Like, ooh, dinosaurs.
That's true. There are dinosaurs.
I was totally the same way, Stuart. I've been seeing the commercials pretty much all summer. Like, wow, dinosaurs. And that looks really cool. I think I'm going to watch that.
It's good.
Yeah, so I watched the beginning of it yesterday. You know, the opener of the show lasted like 20 minutes.
2 hours.
Well, I mean, before the first commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the storyline down. But I DVR'd it, so don't tell me what it was about. But yeah, I'm really interested in it.
Yeah, same. I just wasn't able to watch it last night. But
yeah, so I got the gist of the story, yeah, but I just want to watch the rest of it.
Okay, I won't spoil any of it then. I'll talk next week about it then.
So, all right, I'll be back next week.
it's like spoilers. The dinosaurs die eventually.
Oh, no, they might not. Because they went back in time, they might change history.
that would be crazy, but... Yeah, definitely. We'll might have to talk about that next week. So, anything else, Stuart?
I got on a movie kick over the weekend. I looked at my Blu-ray collection. I said this on Twitter, and I realized, that's small. Like, three movies.
Yeah, I have four, so one more than you.
Well, no, not anymore, because I went out and bought two.
Oh, what'd you buy?
I bought Green Lantern First Flight, which I had already seen. So
good movie, though.
It is a good movie. And I also bought Green Lantern Emerald Knights, which is also a really good movie.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked that Nathan Fillion was the voice of Hal Jordan.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Captain Mal, yay.
I think of him as Castle now, though.
I haven't watched Cat Castle. I know, shame on me, but I haven't.
It's good, but yeah, I think I'm debating whether I want to get the new Trigun that's out on Blu-ray.
I thought you were going to get it, like you had already pre-ordered it.
No, I haven't. I don't pre-order anything because there's always things are always on sale somewhere else, like right after it's released.
Yeah, so. We were talking about the Star Wars Blu-rays on Twitter. And as much hate as we brought down on them, I want to see Star Wars with better sound, better visuals.
Oh, I'm there too. I want to watch it so I can complain about it.
But are you willing to pay $90 for it?
Hell no. That's what I told Stuart.
That's ridiculous.
I told him wait till it goes on sale.
Yeah,
Christmas. I bet you Christmas it'll be $30.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I'm going to wait to get that.
We had a little discussion on the 40cast about those Star Wars movies when we did our mashup with Knuckleball. And do you think those older or those first Star Wars movies, I mean the actual first ones, the 80s, early 80s, late 70s, would actually hold up in Blu-ray, though?
From what I've heard, they do.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's completely, like the X-Wing stuff is completely redone.
Mm.
Yeah, because I guess they can redo that without really changing, without ruining the movies, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't know. I think they'll hold up. I think they'll still hold up because they're still awesome.
I've heard that they look fantastic.
Okay. I mean, those are the best movies, but yeah, that's the fear too. That I have anyway, so.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did I watch? I watched Skyline. Don't do that. That was a bad movie.
Looked bad.
I watched Clash of the Titans for the first time.
The original?
No, the remake. Yeah, no. That's very good. I enjoyed that.
But you haven't watched the original, have you?
Yeah, there was a commercial for it at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, you got to go watch that one now.
I don't know. I don't think that kind of holds up to Blu-ray.
No, don't get it on Blu-ray. Just get a DVD. I think that might be on Netflix Instant Watch.
It might be.
It's so horrible looking now. I think I was watching it before the new version came out. I turned it off because it just looks so horrible.
It is. I remember I watched like the first 10 minutes of it. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, it was bad. But good movie, yeah, it just looks bad. It didn't hold up well.
No.
All the special effects are just dated.
Yep, there.
It didn't have as much money as Star Wars did either.
Okay, the final movie I watched was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Which you've definitely earned yourself back some geek credit that you lost when you told us you've never seen it or read it.
Yes. I definitely enjoyed that movie. It was quite funny.
Yeah.
Can you explain the towel thing to me? I don't get it. Like he was always talking about the towel, but he never explained it.
I don't know. I don't know either. No.
It must be in the books then, or in the book.
Yeah, or maybe it's just one of those British things that's just lost in translation. I don't know. But yeah, definitely that's definitely a great movie. Great movie. Yes.
I especially like the scene with the whale falling down.
Yeah.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
But I guess is so. Anything else?
One quick thing.
Okay.
I know. I'm going long.
Make it quick.
you guys were making fun of me for being antisocial last episode, and so I played some Dead Island co-op over the weekend.
Wow,
that was fun because it was actually system linked, not even online.
Oh wow, that's like old school right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, he was in the living room, I was in my room, and we were both still wearing headsets, so we don't yell across the house. And my mom looked at me and just shook her head.
That's what she say. Damn, man, you are really a geek, man.
She said that when I bought my snowball microphone.
Oh, hey, I got one of those. Does that make you a geek?
Well, okay, I also bought the ring stand and the pop screen.
Oh. Well, Vic, podcasting alone probably makes you a geek.
Well, I kind of accept that. I mean, I just ordered mine Monday, so I should be getting it here within the next couple days. So I guess I'm in the right place then.
Yeah, everybody loves those mics.
That's why I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, it works great. I love it.
Alrighty.
All right, that's it for me.
I guess for me, real quick, played a little bit of Gears, didn't get to play much, like I said earlier, because this weekend had my nephews over, and that was a lot of craziness. 3 and 5-year-old.
Yes, that's fun.
Yes, very fun. And, you know, Gears of War on the big 50-inch HD TV, you know, doesn't really bode well with kids.
No.
Yeah. Or I didn't want to test that theory. I didn't want to test that anyways.
Uncle Will, chainsaw him! Chainsaw him!
What, now this is your sister? You got a sister or?
A brother.
Oh, your brother kids would have been like, Will, I let my kids come over and all they can talk about is blood and guts and what did you do to my kids?
No, but my brother wouldn't have actually cared, honestly.
Well, his kind wife of a, would, though.
He's ex-wives.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got two baby mamas. What? Ex-wives, whatever. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I guess. All right, child support for two different kids. Not so great there, but yeah. But yeah. I did get to watch my normal shows. Doctor Who, of course, Sons of Anarchy, which, Vic, you need to tell Stuart how awesome that show is.
Oh,
I've told
God.
Him before, and he has not watched it.
Man, you are missing out.
It's on Netflix.
You got to watch the first, what is it, the first season only on Netflix still, or is the second
no,
one?
No, it's the first two, I think. Maybe the third, I'm not sure. Yes. I know it's the first two.
You need to hurry up and catch up, man, and jump on the new season, too.
Oh, the new season's amazing.
Oh, wow.
I don't really like Peggy as an actress. I don't like her.
Oh, she is such a cutthroat bitch, though.
And she is so in this hot. Show. So old, too.
Yeah, but she is such an evil character just about in that show. She's totally different from her as, you know, Married with Children.
Yeah, she plays the part well.
Yeah, definitely. But it's a great show. It honestly is, Stuart. And the season premiere of season 4 was the most watched show episode in FX history. So
really,
yeah, I saw that the other day. I was
You know what? The best thing about that show is? I love that it's on FX. They can show boobs and everything and curse. I couldn't see that show on regular cable, man. It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
We want a watered down version of Sons of Anarchy. Somebody gonna buy it once it's over and everything, and put it on TNT or something and mess it all up for everybody.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna happen. It's definitely gonna be on like TNT.
Because it's a very popular show, but don't water it down.
Yeah, definitely glad ABC didn't pick it up. Or
yeah,
but yeah. I'm loving that show. And then Breaking Bad, of course, another awesome show that's also on Instant Watch, which you have seen the first season, right, Stuart?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Whenever Henry gets done with that, we'll need to talk about that. But have you watched any of Breaking Bad, Vic?
I've never watched it. I hear people talking about that as well as that Doctor Who, but never watched them, though.
You definitely got to check out Breaking Bad. If you like Sons of Anarchy, you'll probably love Breaking Bad.
Really? I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best shows, like, ever, in my opinion. Not my favorite show, but I like sci-fi best of all. But as far as well-written and well-acted, it's just amazing.
Oh.
But... let's see. I guess that's really about it. I haven't really done much. So hopefully I'll have more to share next week. I guess we can jump into the topic. Stuart, Dead Island, you were mentioning earlier. We got news on that.
Apparently Lionsgate has acquired the rights to make Dead Island into a movie. But apparently... the people at Lionsgate only watched the trailer, like the initial revealing trailer, which is, you know, slow-mo in reverse of a zombie attack, which is awesome, by the way. Because seeing a zombie eat somebody in reverse looks kind of cool.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, Lionsgate, they do this, like the Saw movie and the Saw movies and a lot of those horror movies. Yeah, so, and I guess zombies are still popular, so. But I don't know, I kind of have a problem with, I mean, does Dead Island have a real story in it? Like,
I'm not playing it for the story at all. The story is not what that game is about.
Oh, okay.
That game is about chopping a zombie's arms off and then watching it try to headbutt you.
So it's kind of like, What was it? Dead Rising ish.
Oh, yeah. Please don't say that.
But it wasn't as silly. I mean, like what I described is the silliest part of the movie or the game, I should say.
Ah, okay.
That, yeah. and there's energy drinks everywhere.
gotta have hyper zombies.
Well, I mean, what's cool is like it has a two the slow walking zombies and the fast zombies. So,
But I don't know. I think with nowadays some of the best video games, you know, that have stories, I just can't see them being turned into movies because they're told so well, you know, in the video games. But
I still think Left 4 Dead would be a great movie. I mean, it's set up to even be a movie.
Like a TV show, different episodes and...
Well, then that'd be Walking Dead.
No, but don't you think people that make video games into movies, I mean, you hear how all of us gamers talk about how video game movies suck. They hear that, so why keep doing it? Unless you're doing something different.
Because, it's... we still will go see it to see if it is good or not.
Yes.
And then other people who've never played the games will see it because, you know, it seems interesting to them. So they still make money. I mean,
true. See, I go into movies like that with low expectations. I'm all about action and shooting and killing and all that bad stuff. So I go in with low expectations. That's what I'm looking to see.
Yeah. As far as video game movies, I try not to compare them to like the video games.
Because
they're two different mediums.
The two successful movie series that were based off video games were Tomb Raider and Resident Evil.
I love the Resident Evil movies. I don't care what anyone says.
I know. I like them too. But they have nothing to do with the games whatsoever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, the Resident Evil does have some parts of the games, like they've added characters and bad guys and stuff like that. So
I mean, yeah, there was Jill and then in the second one, and but
Nemesis in the second one, and then
yeah,
they had what was it?
Lickers in the first one.
Yeah, the last one they had the what's that one dude's name? The he's in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, is it Leo?
No, the bad guy.
Oh, I forget.
I forget too. I never played the Resident Evil game, so maybe that's why I love the movie so much.
Same here.
But yeah, definitely interesting to see if they'll still continue to make the Dead Island into a movie.
Or if they'll hold on to the name, like, you know, it's been done with Halo and World of Warcraft and Assassin's Creed and BioShock and
yeah, but like I said, those movie or those games, their stories are told so well in the actual game that yeah. I couldn't see them, you know, a story like, you know, Halo, each game is what, probably 8 hours long, if not more. A story like that being crammed into like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Sure, if they do the origins of like Master Chief and the Spartan program, that would work.
Shoot, that's a whole like, franchise of games if they decided to do that.
Because like, I think the movies should have nothing to do with the games because the stories in those games are told so well that they've got to be outside of those games, just based in that universe.
Yeah, if anything, I would say make movies out of the books that have been written about the universe of, you know, Halo or Gears or, you know.
The Ghost of Onyx would be good.
Which one is that from?
That would be the fourth book.
Of which, with Halo or
Gears? Yes, Halo.
Okay.
Halo.
I haven't read any video game books, so.
It has to do with, if I remember correctly, Spartan Ones. Like okay. Onyx is like the training world of the Spartan Ones.
Okay, I'm not Henry, so
he's agreeing you. Okay,
yeah,
I'm not Henry, so I don't know as much as he does about Halo. So,
well, that was the last book I read. So
yeah, Henry's the Halo geek out of us. So, but I guess we can move to my topic, which is. Microsoft, they have a patent for smartphones that can, or a smartphone that can, the basically like the keyboard or where the keyboard would be, like it's a like a slide phone, you know, and where the keyboard would be, or like the can you basically can switch it out for different things, like a gamepad, faceplate kind of. That you can switch it out for like a, you know, keyboard or gamepad or other, you know, other stuff like that, which I don't know. I don't know how that would work. It definitely seems interesting. I mean, if you could have a phone where you can, you know, you can decide, you know, I want to have, you know, I'm going to switch this out to have a, you know, full keyboard so I can type, or, you know, I want to play a game, so I'm going to switch it out and have, you know.
But then you would have to carry around the phone plus the accessories.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
See, that's the thing. They'd have to do some. I don't know how they would do it, but they would have to do something.
Put them all on a key ring and then attach them to
a key ring.
I was thinking of some kind of case, like some kind of special case, or I don't know.
There's something else to put on your belt buckle, a nice case with all your interchangeable keyboards.
Exactly.
Gee. Yeah. That sounds too difficult, man.
It does, but I mean, if that's not our job to figure out, that's their job to figure out.
Yeah. Like,
the whole concept is, I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, because you've got the phones.
The concept, yes.
I mean, you have the phones like the Xperia Play, which is like the PlayStation phone.
Yeah, yep.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, great controls, but if you want a, you know, full keyboard to type with, you're screwed, because there's no, you know, you can't type unless you type on the touchscreen. So me personally, I don't care about it. I'm fine with touchscreen keyboards, but this definitely, you know, this could go either one of two ways. It could be revolutionary and really, you know, innovative and amazing, or it could be gimmicky and just, you know, stupid.
Is this something they're experimenting with, or is this something that's getting ready to come out or already being used?
It's right now, it's just a patent. So okay. I'm guessing they've thought of this idea and they're starting to develop.
And they don't want Apple to have it.
Yeah, they don't want Apple to have it.
Yeah,
because
maybe Apple had the idea, but too late now. Microsoft patented.
Well, I think that I've heard lots of people say that, you know, for the iPhones, they need to have some kind of, you know, attachable keyboard or attachable gamepad or something. I've heard.
Oh, no,
I can see them doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard. I think Golf Rat, for example, I think he was talking about that one time. So I don't know, but.
I think there are some iPhone games, you know, for the little tiny iPhone that, you know, you got the on-screen joystick, and if you got big hands, your thumb is covering up half the damn screen. So, yeah, for that, but I can't see an attachment like that for iPhone. It's just, I wouldn't play those games on an iPhone because it's too small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but I don't know. I would think that it would be something like a, you slide it into like a controller type thing, so you have the whole screen and you're just, you know, it's like it looks like a PSP or something like that. I don't know, but that's what, you know, a lot of people were saying Apple needed to do that, and, you know, I guess Microsoft, you know, either stole the idea or, you know, came up with it on their own, who knows.
Well, let me ask you guys real quick, I mean, do you play many, okay, we all have smartphones, right?
Yes.
Do you guys play a lot of different types of games on your smartphones?
None at all.
No, because my phone's kind of crappy.
I'm the same way. That's what I got DSs and freaking PSPs for. I'll play like solitaire if I'm bored at a doctor's appointment or something, but to sit down and just play some serious type games on my phone, nah, I'd rather do that on my freaking DS or something.
Well, when I used my iPod Touch, you know, before I just gave up on Apple altogether, I would play like, you know, Peggle and Angry Birds and Plants vs. Zombies and... You know, I had tons of games on it. That's what I bought my iPod Touch for, you know, to begin with, was to, you know, basically play games, because I didn't want to buy a DS and have to pay, you know, $30 for a game when I could just pay, you know, a few bucks for a game on the App Store. So I did play tons of games when I used my iPod, but my Android phone is not that great right now. I'm just waiting to upgrade. I've been waiting for my
next month, right?
Yeah, next month the phone's coming out, so I'm happy. But yeah, I definitely will be playing games on that phone just to see how it works, and if I like it, you know, I'll continue to do it. But I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, definitely interested to see if this phone will come out soon. I'm thinking maybe something like this will come out next year. It's as early as next year, because, I mean, it seems like they're coming up with smartphone ideas and then releasing the phones within like a year or less. It's crazy how fast they're, you know.
That's releasing true.
Phones.
I don't know. This is something different. So I don't know. Maybe two years. That's my guess.
Yeah.
I hate how they throw stuff out like this. Okay, say they threw this out next year, and then soon after it's released, like I'll say a month after it's released, well, we're coming out with a new and better one next year. Kind of like Apple does all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's just the way everything is now.
I just hate that, though.
that's just technology in general.
Yeah.
Okay, so put a little more work into it and a little more effort into it and delay it for another year. Who says that you got to have a new one every single year? Just wait on a couple years.
Yeah, but I mean that also gives people, you know, who were late to the game a chance to get a newer phone, and it's just it's crazy.
It's so hard to keep up though, man. We all geeks, man, like you said, and we want the latest things, man. It's hard to keep up with all this because there's new and better things every month, every 3 months, every quarter, man. You just can't keep up, man.
Yeah, this is basically your topic, right?
Exactly. So the topic is, as we get older, do we really need to buy the hotness, like the latest games or the latest technology, like phones? Well, I'm older than you guys. I mean, it's pretty damn obvious. I got kids y'all's age, but at my age of 43, I would like to have all the hotness, and I get sucked in by games, a lot of new games, but a lot of them I don't get. But and same with phones and everything. I would love to get a new phone every year, every 6 months, but I can't. I mean, what about you guys?
No, he's been talking. You didn't hear him, Stuart?
Oh, you didn't catch all that, man?
Oh, my leg hit the volume switch on my little puck here.
Damn,
you guys
legs.
Are talking. You guys are talking, but not hearing anything. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, so the question is, as we get older, do we need to buy the new hotness like games and the latest technology? Do you feel you need to do that as you get older, Stuart?
With games, yes. But with technology, you know, I'm using a 6-year-old computer.
Wow.
It still works for me.
Uh-huh.
So until this thing craps out or I find out that Diablo 3 doesn't work on this thing, I'm happy with this.
Yeah, for me, it all comes down to money. I mean, I really do want all the new hotness and, you know, stuff, but it's just I'm basically living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, I'm basically making enough to pay my bills, and that's about it. You know, little extra money saving here and there, but I mean, I've like I said, I'm gonna be getting a new phone. It's coming out in October 12th, and I've been waiting for this phone for a while. I mean, I've been able to upgrade for, you know, almost 2 months now, but I've just been waiting because I knew, you know, I didn't want to just settle for some phone that was already out, and I wanted to jump on a phone right when it releases. So at least for a while, I have the hot new phone.
Well,
and plus for me, I'm also looking for a house or an apartment. So,
Well, I was going to say, you know, the older you get, the more responsibilities you take on. Like, okay, you get a girlfriend want to have kids. Yeah, you want to get a place. Where's the money going? Now you got nothing. So I guess while you're younger, you should enjoy it as much as you can, because when you get my age, you know, you got to be more responsible in your purchase. And if my wife was sitting right here, she'd be giving me the dirty eye, like, you're not responsible.
I was about to say, how many tech gadgets do you have?
I mean, I got tons.
Yeah, and don't you have an allowance?
I do.
I'm right. I heard that on one of the, I think it was like the last episode of the 40 cast or the one before that.
That was the last one. Yeah, I got an allowance. So. It's got to be within my allowance, and if it goes past my allowance, will my wife look at me and like, what did you just do? And did you really need that? I get that a lot.
It's like, no, I didn't need it, but I wanted it.
I wanted it, yeah. Exactly.
That's what I get from my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
she's trying to get rid of you, man. Like, damn, did you need that?
As long as I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, it's my own money. I got a paycheck coming in. It's my own money.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm also waiting to get a tablet. I mean, I'm hoping that the HP touchpads will, you know, I'm hoping they'll release those soon. But if not, I'm going to just, you know, get some tablet. I don't know. I'm still looking into all the different tablets. But I really want, you know, cool toys, because I really don't have much. I mean, honestly, I have my Xbox and my laptop, and that's pretty much it. The TV.
Have you seen that new Vizio tablet?
Yeah. I have.
Very reasonably priced, and it's an Android operating system.
Yeah, I need to look into, you know, I guess reviews from other people and see how it actually is, because I think it's like $230.
$230, yep.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So definitely need to look into that. I saw it online. It was like $234 at like Sam's Club.
Yeah, I've seen them at Walmart, Sam's. Yeah, that's where I've seen most. Yep.
And Vizio normally puts out good products, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm using a Vizio TV right now.
Me too.
Yeah, my brother's TV is a Vizio, so. But yeah, like I said, I got my Xbox, my laptop, and yeah, I guess my phone. That's really it. I don't have much.
Yeah.
When I moved, it was pretty damn easy to move. Because I didn't have really much to move, so.
Yeah.
The hardest thing to move was my bed.
I don't mean to change the subject completely, but you don't live at home anymore?
No, I moved about, I think, 2 months ago.
Oh, sweet.
Something like that.
Yeah, I live right near Blue Man.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Right outside of Oklahoma City, so.
Okay. Well, party at your house tonight. Sorry, I didn't mean to get us off track.
I guess we do want all the stuff, but it's just a matter of can we afford it or not.
And usually the answer is no.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I've been saving up, so, you know, as soon as that phone comes out, I've got the money to buy it day one, so I've been...
You're getting the Vita? Is that what you're saving up for?
No. I'm saving up for a new phone, but the Vita, that doesn't come out till next year, I think, for the U.S.
It's been delayed, hasn't it?
I think it has been delayed, but that's not a phone, is it? I forgot.
No,
it's not a
phone. No, that's right. No. It just, you have the option to have 3G, though, I think.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so you can use it as a, like, I guess, the same way you use a tablet with 3G. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Which I think is kind of crazy that it's only 3G with, you know, now that 4G is the, you know, it's starting to become the standard.
And it's on AT&T.
Yeah. Well, AT&T has 4G.
Yeah. That's how they're going to stick you. Like, okay, next year we got the new 4G Vita coming out, and this one's going to be $600.
I don't think it'll be that high. I mean, the Vita is pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah.
No, they will sell you an attachment, about $100.
Well, I don't know. You know, the Motorola Zoom, you were able to, that was just 3G, and then you can send it in and get it upgrade. Now you can send it in and get it upgraded to 4G, like, for free.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That'd be crazy if they did something like that with the Vita. I doubt it, but.
The Sony want to empty your pockets out, man, as much as they can.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. I'm just shocked to hear you say that.
Oh, I love Sony, but yeah, I mean, all I got is a PlayStation, so I don't have any other Sony products, just, well, the PSP, but, you know, when's the last time I touched that thing? just kind of sits here on my desk in this case, rotting away.
Yeah, but I guess we can move on to the geek question of the week, Stuart.
All right, this week's geek question of the week was, if you could take on the persona of anyone, who would it be? Who wants to go first?
Well, you go first.
I guess my first, you know, to verify or to clarify, this is fictional or real life person, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think I would say probably, maybe the 10th Doctor.
10th Doctor? That's not bad.
What the heck is that?
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
Oh.
Yeah. Over your head.
What does he do so special that you'd want to be him?
He's just, I mean...
Awesome.
He's really awesome. The way... it's mostly the actor who plays him, David Tennant, the way he... Because he was such a huge Doctor Who fan himself that he was, you know, he watched all the Doctor Who, so he was able to take, you know, personality traits from all the other, you know, people who played the Doctor and incorporate it and... So basically, he was just, you know, he was a huge fan who was able to play the character he grew up watching. So that definitely showed as far as.
Yes.
Yeah. And
he was a really good actor, too.
Yeah. And the character of the doctor is like, he's like the most clever person and like ever. Whenever he's around, he's like the most clever person and he's just able to just, you know, save the day and. Mm-hmm. All that, and plus he had quite a few attractive chicks after him. So yeah, but I guess I don't know, that's the first one that comes to mind. I'm sure there's others I could think of.
I got mine now.
All right,
and please don't laugh at me. All right, I'm asking you not to laugh at me. I put a lot of thought into this.
No promises, but.
If I could turn into, take on the persona of anyone, I would want to be The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah,
first of all, I wouldn't have to change my name because he's a Johnson just like myself. So that's a point right there, right? Come on, that guy's everything I wanted to be in life, man. A big guy, athlete, college athlete. Professional wrestler, movie star. He got the ladies. He got the dough. He got the life.
Yeah, definitely.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's who I don't want to be.
All right.
that's legitimate.
Yeah.
So what would yours be, Stuart?
I would have to go with Vash the Stampede.
What the heck is that?
He's an anime character from the show Trigun.
Wow. Y'all are blowing me away.
he's silly, but can be serious at the same time. And he will stand up to guns, I mean multiple guns, and not even blink.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely interesting.
And I also love donuts.
What does that mean? He likes donuts, too?
He likes donuts.
Yeah, he does.
All right.
I just thought of another one. Captain Jack Sparrow. I'd love to be him.
With no legs, though. Oh, Captain Jack from...
Pirates.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you was talking about Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. That's crazy. Sorry.
that would be different.
Yeah.
That definitely would be different. But, yeah, because who doesn't want to be a pirate? I mean, but anyways. Uh-huh. Stuart, I guess we had some feedback.
We got two.
Two? Okay, what are they? Hopefully they're good.
Patriot, he said, I'd be the mustachioed cowboy from Bad Company 2.
Oh, I like that guy. He's a cool guy.
All right, yeah. And we, I don't know, Will, did you ever play Bad Company 2?
Yeah, I played some of the multiplayer, and I got mad at it because I rented it, and the whole what was it, the pass thing
had VIP thing,
yeah, and other people who had it I was playing with, they had the other maps and I wasn't able to join in with them, and yeah. I was just renting it to see if I liked it before I bought it, and it just made me upset because of that, so I sent it back and, you know, yeah. Said, screw this, I'll stick with Call of Duty.
Basically, he's a soldier from Texas. And he's always talking about Texas. Barbecue, Dallas Cowboys. Yes.
Okay.
And we got one more from someone we've never heard from before. So that's awesome. Indifference on Twitter. He said, I like being me so much, I don't know how to answer that question.
I'm not saying I want to be Dwayne Johnson because I don't like being myself.
Well, yeah.
It's just answering the question, yeah.
Yeah, if we had to. If I had to be a guy, I'd want to be that cool-ass guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like being myself, too, so.
Same here.
So, I guess, what's the question next week, Stuart?
Hopefully. Next week's question is, if you could have one geeky job, what would it be?
Huh. That should be an interesting question.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm sure we'll have tons of answers. Hopefully we don't have the same type of answers like video game tester.
I'm guessing we're going to get a lot of those if we get a lot.
Yeah. I really like my job. I don't ever think about doing any other job.
I mean, personally, I would want to be a video game tester because they really get paid squat, I've heard. So,
and they play the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I guess, you know, I'm sure there'll be some unique answers that we haven't thought of. But, yeah, I'll definitely got to think for me. Cause anyways, I guess that's the show, unless we have any other topics. Anybody else want to talk about something real quick?
What's this recommendation you're talking about, Buried? Is that a movie?
Yeah. Since Henry's not here, we're just postponing it till next week. On the show, we do a section where it's I recommend, where we each take turns recommending a movie that's on Netflix Instant Watch.
Okay.
And then we talk about it the next week.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, there's just so much on Netflix Instant Watch that, you know, and we're just trying to give people, you know, something to watch and to recommend stuff.
Mm. Well, I remember you recommended that movie to me. I just lost the name of it. The cult movie from about a year ago. Oh, God.
Boondock Saints?
Boondock Saints, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was like our first one.
That was like the first episode, yeah.
Yeah, the first movie was awesome, but the second one lost me, man. I'm like, wow, what the hell am I watching?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like the second one. I liked it, but
there's still talks of three, so.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, but I guess if you want to hear us talk about some more stuff, you know, you can pick up our Android app or iPhone app. Just search Geeks FTW. And you should be able to find it on either the Android Marketplace or the Apple App Store. If you want to leave us feedback, you can do so on Facebook, Twitter, or Google Plus, which I guess Google Plus is open to everybody now. So I guess that's cool.
Yep.
Google Plus is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I just wish they would release the API so people can develop apps for it. And well, mainly so I can include it into TweetDeck.
TweetDeck, yeah.
That would be cool, yeah.
Because TweetDeck has every other type of social media site.
Yeah.
So that's what I use. I use because, you know, it's one app that does almost everything, so it doesn't take up space for all the other apps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can leave a voicemail or voice message at our number 1-347. Geek FTW 1-347-433-5389. We haven't had any in a couple weeks. I thought there was some rivalry between Anthony Alex and Fadios, and I guess Bubba would join for a second too. Remember, Stuart?
Yeah, I miss those.
And then
those were funny. Then they just stopped.
It just stopped suddenly. So, but you know, we're still looking for, you know, guest hosts and, you know, even writers for the site. So if you're interested, hit, you know, Stuart up or myself, you know, Twitter or whatever, or send an email to thegeeksftw@gmail.com. No new iTunes reviews. So I guess, you know, Stuart, it's time to see if you can read the entire Open Forum Radio Network podcast list.
Oh,
okay.
Without messing up. Can you do it?
Well, I did it once. I did it once. Actually, no, twice, because I did it right in a row. So, okay. On the OFM network, you can find Open Forum Radio proper. Open Forum. I already screwed up. Fuck.
He screwed up already.
Okay. OFM proper. OFM Sportscast. Prove Your Point. Angry Minimum Podcast. Human Radio. Section Z Podcast. Truthfully Geeking. You can still vote for Nikki. She's to be a tester. WFR, which includes Lag Free, New York Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Gag Button, 40cast, which is Vic's podcast, Nox Broadcast, which is What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, Downloadable Brothers, The Family Cast, From Page to Screen Podcast, which is The Media and Lifecast, The Geeks Will Win, and We Are Geeks.
And I guess, you know, wow. if if you weren't able to play that slow-mo to hear him, you know, since he was saying that pretty damn fast, you can check out openformradio.com for the links to all those podcasts. And I guess it's time for shout-outs. Vic, shout-outs?
All right. Well, I want to shout you guys out for finally letting me come on Geeks for the Win. Thank you. It's been a blast. I want to shout out, of course, my OFR family, Blue, Vlad, Patriot, Tin Pan, of course, and my 40Cast family, my brothers, my boys, Devious Mr. Matt, Lou Screw, Rogue Spear, and Eric. I don't know if you guys have been listening to the 40Cast lately, but I think we're slow. We're growing up, man. We talk a lot of beer. We drink a lot of beer. So
talk about sex.
We talk about sex. Grown-up sex, too. So shout-outs to my 40Cast family, and hey, thanks you guys for having me on.
No problem, and I'm definitely glad y'all are talking about grown-up sex and not kiddie sex.
Leave the kids alone.
Yeah. But I guess, Stuart, shout-outs?
Hold on, I'm still catching my breath. Oh. Well, definitely shout out to you, Vic. I've been really wanting to get you on this podcast, and I've been waiting on that invite for the 40Cast.
You'll be getting
just
one.
Just saying. Also, shout out to the Geeks for the Win crew: Knox, Elf, Dark DJ, Cookie. You know, they sometimes do stuff.
Sometimes.
All right. Is that it?
That's it for me.
Okay, I guess first shout-outs, you know, Vic, thanks for coming on. We've really have been discussing when we would have you on, because we've been wanting to have you on, but
yeah, but just that one day you were online, I was like, oh, God, Vic's playing Gears of War. Will, we've got to have him on the podcast. We can talk about Gears of War.
Oh, so I had to get back into the Xbox stuff before you called me back on. Oh, I understand.
Well, you know, there's a PS3 next to me, and Henry has a PS3. Stuart's the only one without a PS3, so.
Stuart, get with the program, buddy.
I mean, he even has a regular Blu-ray player, so, I mean.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. but I guess I'm just going to give a shout-out to Ace Black, because isn't he part of Open Forum Radio now?
He is.
He's and you didn't mention him, so I know he'd probably get butthurt about that. But also, I guess, JT Wise on Twitter, because he donated to my Extra Life page, which...
Excellent.
Yeah, so that helps. And links are on the banner on our site, and you can just go to tinyurl.com/extralifeftw. If you want to donate, any amount helps people, because, you know, all the money goes to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So
that's this weekend, right? Or is it next weekend?
It's the 15th. So it's a few. Oh, okay. It's like three more weeks, I think. So,
all right.
Yeah, which I'll be getting a lot of gaming done then since it's 24 hours. But
ooh, good luck with that.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't even think I've played 24 hours worth of gaming in the last month.
Same here, man.
But, and definitely, I guess, shout outs to Henry. He's not able to be here, but, you know, he's still part of the crew, and just he had some family problem, or he couldn't get a babysitter, basically. So, you know, kids, you know.
Well, we should have had his son on as a guest, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be appropriate for him. I mean, Vic is on the show.
Oh, come on. I kept it clean, man.
Well, his son's like, well, less than one.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
A couple months old, so I can remember it.
And you said you kept it clean, Vic?
I tried.
Well, our podcast is explicited, so you didn't
have
to.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so going to end it with, on a high note then.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you want to curse some right now, go ahead.
No, I'm good, man. I don't want people to think I just curse to curse, so.
Yeah, but, yeah, we make it explicited because I don't want to have to edit out stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear that.
And we don't talk about, we talk about, you know, we're all adults, so we're not aiming towards kids. But anyways, yeah, so this has been episode 60 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Peace out.
60. Hey, did y'all feel like you were sitting there having a conversation with your dad while I'm on your show?
No.
No.
Well, that's good.